All right, so today we're going deep on something that has system admins everywhere, like, freaking out a little bit, right?
Yeah, it's a big one. Microsoft is hitting the brakes hard on WSUS.
Windows Server Update Services, for anyone who hasn't had the dot pleasure of managing those.
And pleasure might be pushing it, but it's been the standard for so long. This is huge EE news.
Big time. So we're diving into a sysadmin news piece that really digs into all the angles here.
Because it's not just a tech change. It's about control. It's about security, all that.
Exactly. So bottom line, Microsoft is basically saying WSUS is out, the cloud is in, Azure specifically, their own platform.
Right. The whole simplified Windows management from the cloud idea sounds good in theory, but...
In practice, that's where the article gets real juicy. They quote Eric Siron, a Microsoft MVP, no less.
And Siron does not mince words. He says, yeah, WSUS might need some love, but ditching it entirely without a killer replacement, recipe for disaster.
And he's not just talking about admins needing to learn a new system.
Right.
He brings up some serious security concerns.
Which is the big one, right?
Yes.
Siron's point is that centralized update management, that's crucial. WSUS going away could create a lot of gaps.
He even brings up those old school attacks, Melissa. SQL Slammer.
Stuff that exploded systems that weren't patched properly. Siron's worried about that happening again, but on a much larger scale.
Because if you don't have control over those updates...
You're wide open. And then it's just a matter of time.
So you've got Microsoft saying, trust us, the cloud is the future. But then
you've got people in the trenches, the ones actually doing this work, saying, whoa, hold on a second.
And that's where it gets really interesting. Because what's Microsoft's response to those security concerns?
That's like the million-dollar question here, right? How do they address that?
Because they have to have an answer.
Right.
They can't just, like, drop this bomb and disappear.
Right. So their argument is basically Azure. Azure's the answer. Their whole thing is, with Azure, you get better security, not worse.
Okay.
Because it's centralized. Think of it this way. Instead of everyone managing their own updates, worrying about every single patch.
Which is a nightmare, let's be real.
Oh, a total nightmare. With Azure, Microsoft handles it all, pushes those updates out consistently. Everyone's on the same page.
So it's like, what? Instead of everyone having their own little firewalls,
yeah. You've
got this one massive.
Exactly. Giant firewall. Way more secure. Theoretically, at least.
Okay, so there's that side. But it's still like... A big ask, isn't it? To trust all that to the cloud.
Oh, absolutely. And the article hits on that too. The whole control thing, data sovereignty. When you go all in on a third-party cloud provider.
Even one as big as Microsoft.
Even then, you're giving them the keys to the kingdom, essentially. And for some organizations, that's a no-go right off the bat.
Especially those super security-focused ones, right? Government, finance.
Exactly. Highly regulated industries. Anyone with crazy sensitive data, they might look at this and say, nope. Not happening.
So then what are their options if they don't want to go full Azure?
Well, it's not like WSUS just shuts off tomorrow. They'll still support existing systems for a while.
For now.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not a long-term solution, obviously.
Nope. The clock is definitely ticking. And that's where it gets tricky, because what are the alternatives? Azure's Microsoft's baby.
Right. So they're pushing it hard.
Hard. But it's not the only option out there. You've got third-party patch management systems. Some of those might be a better fit, depending on the organization.
So it's more about, like, figuring out what works for you, your needs, your comfort level with risk, all that.
Exactly. Do your research, run some tests, don't just jump into the deep end without looking, which, honestly...
With life advice in general, probably.
Probably. Yeah. But yeah, this WSUS thing, it's one piece of a much bigger shift. The cloud's not going anywhere.
If anything, it's taking over.
Totally. And the big question is, how do we adapt? How do we balance these new possibilities with the very real concerns?
Because it's easy to just be like, oh, the cloud, but it does change things. You know, it makes you think, right? Like,
yeah. How
does this whole WSUS thing affect, like, regular people, not the techies, but the everyday computer users out there.
Because security impacts everyone, right? It's not just an IT problem.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So how does this trickle down?
Well, think about it. Every time you download something, go on a website, even send an email.
Yeah, all the stuff we do a million times a day.
All of that relies on systems that need to be updated, kept secure. So if organizations are scrambling, trying to figure out this whole WSUS to Azure thing.
Could create some weak points.
Potentially, yeah. It's a good example of how these big tech decisions can have ripple effects we don't even see.
Until something goes wrong.
Exactly. So it's not just about, like, Microsoft making a choice. It's about understanding that the whole landscape is shifting.
And we're all along for the ride, whether we realize it or not.
That's the thing. So the big takeaway here, I think, is don't just assume everything's taken care of.
Do your own digging.
Exactly. Ask questions, stay informed. The more we understand this stuff, the better off we'll be.
It's like we all live in this digital world now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Might as well know how it works.
100%. Knowledge is power, right?
Word. All right, well, that's about going to do it for us on this episode of The Deep Dive.
Always a pleasure.
Thanks for joining us as we dug into this whole WSUS situation. Definitely a lot to unpack there. Make sure to check out the SysAdmin News article we talked about. It's got even more details. Until next time, stay curious, stay informed, and most importantly, stay secure out there.